Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
GOP sold us out again. We'll talk about that tonight. Senator Ted Cruz is here. Kingsley Wilson with a few debate takeaways. All that's coming up tonight on I'm Right. Did you hear about this manhunt going on right now? Scary stuff. New Jersey, manhunt underway. And it's intense. There's tactical vehicles out there, FBI SWAT teams out there. Here's the mayor from the local town.
Minds certainly go to think the worst first, which rightfully so. Residents are concerned, have they found this individual? Is this individual looking to harm us?
Who is this guy? That's the information you want, right? That's the first information I wanted. I woke up this morning and I saw, my gosh, tactical vehicle SWAT teams. Who is this guy? January 6th protester. January 6th political protester who's so violent and scary that 3 years after the fact, the FBI sent a tactical team to his door to arrest him. Former military officer, by the way, I should know. So, what's going on here? Police officer, I should know. What's going on here? Well, remember something. Everyone now is starting to become aware of the evils of our justice system, the evils of our FBI. But you, since you watch I'm Right, you've been well aware of this for quite some time, and you're well aware that they've already arrested and destroyed the lives of 1,100 people on January 6th, most of whom did not even enter the Capitol building. And they've announced publicly their intention to track down 1,000 more of them in the coming years. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or affectionately known here on this show as the CHECA. You have a secret state police agency already operating within the borders of the United States of America. They work exclusively on behalf of Democrats. They run cover for them. They attack you. Do I need to remind you, we just found out recently, the FBI agents assigned to investigate the Biden crime family's crimes spent all of their time covering up the crimes. That is the agency we have. And maybe you remember this little clip from last night's show, what they did to this peaceful old man.
So I had a regular doorbell camera, and you could see in the sequence that an FBI agent comes up, so he put a sticker over the lens of the Ring camera. What he didn't know is that the peephole on the door was also a camera. If you have a legal search warrant and you're walking into a property, why are they neutralizing the cameras?
An old man. Which, hey, that seems to be their thing. The FBI has a thing for old Republican men. Do I have to remind you about the 75-year-old obese old man in Utah who had to use a cane to get around? His neighbors, friends, family, everybody said this is not a violent person, not a threatening person. He was a caretaker to his blind son. The FBI wanted to arrest this guy for putting up a bunch of stupid threatening Facebook posts. They didn't go out and find him when he was walking the dog, buying some eggs at the grocery store, down at the DMV. Nope, the FBI chose to mobilize a tactical team and kick in his door in the middle of the night and gunned him down dead. And to this day, they are hiding the body camera footage from that alone. That is the secret state police agency that operates now with impunity within the borders of the United States of America. Do I need to remind you that after Roe versus Wade, okay, Roe versus Wade was a Supreme Court case, and the Supreme Court takes a look at it again, and they overturn Roe versus Wade. Okay, so it's a court case. A lot of people liked the ruling. I did. A lot of people didn't like the ruling. In response to Roe versus Wade being overturned, the Federal Bureau of Investigation began arresting pro-life activists around the country. Pastors, grandmas, innocent, nonviolent people, cuffs thrown on them by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. All the while, pro-life centers across the nation were vandalized and firebombed. I personally know people who own these pro-life centers. And Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States of America, when asked why pro-lifers were going to the clink and the vandals never seemed to be caught, this was his answer.
I will say you are quite right. There are many more prosecutions with respect to the blocking of the abortion centers. But that is generally because those actions are taken with photography at the time, during the daylight, and seeing the person who did it is quite easy. Those who are attacking the pregnancy resources centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night, in the dark. We have put full resources on this.
You know the game. I know the game. Oh, I have no doubt they have full resources on this. The FBI has mobilized its resources to ensure the street communists are protected at any cost. Do I need to remind you this is the very same FBI that kept the Nashville tranny shooter, they kept the manifesto secret so you wouldn't see all the anti-white, anti-Christian stuff in there? Obviously an effort to protect the LGBTQ demon mob the FBI currently runs cover for. Do I need to remind you the Federal Bureau of Investigation preemptively approached Facebook before the Hunter Biden laptop story was even published? They wiretapped a citizen, found out it was going to be published. They then went to the social media companies and told them to censor a story because it hurt Joe Biden's chances to become president. Here's Mark Zuckerberg describing it in detail.
The FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
They knew the laptop was authentic, by the way, because they had had it in their possession since 2019. They took it, knew it was authentic, they hid it, and when they couldn't possibly hide it anymore because the guy who had taken possession of it leaked it, when they knew they couldn't hide it anymore, they ran to make sure the American voter didn't have access to the story so Democrats could win the White House and Donald Trump would lose. Now, all that may be enraging, but it's not near as enraging as the fact that the people who are supposedly on our side can't stop hugging and kissing the secret state police agency that is destroying your liberties.
If the committee decided to, say, increase by $100 million your budget, could you spend it wisely?
I can assure you that any money that this committee thinks sees fit, I promise it'll be good to use.
I believe you. What I want the American people to know is that the budget request for the FBI is below inflation. Do you agree with that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you very well.
The budget request for the FBI is below inflation.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. After listening to you, and everything you say is legitimate concern, you have a lot to do. Do you think the committee should look at increasing your budget?
What we really need are more resources, more than anything
else. Count me in for more resources to help you deal with this threat as well as other threats.
Can you even imagine the kind of incriminating pictures and video they have on Lindsey Graham? Anyway, that's another side note. The Republican Party, 70 of them, just joined with Democrats to build the Cheka, a $300 million facility in Maryland. You see, there was a vote up to block funding for the FBI's new facility. 70 Republicans crossed party lines to vote with Democrats to ensure the Cheka has a brand new headquarters from which they can assault you and your freedom. I am so sick of the Republican Party. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. We'll talk to Chip about that. Chip Roy, Congressman Chip Roy, is going to join us next. I'm sure he's spitting nails about the whole thing. Before we get to Chip, something makes me spit nails. Timeshare companies that rip people off. They rip people off because they tell you you're stuck in your timeshare. And they never lead with that. When you're in the little seminar thing and they're telling you, hey, come on, buy this beach fund, you'll love it. It's, they never let you know. For some reason, that never comes up in the seminar. Hey, by the way, when you want out, we're not going to let you out. They make you stay. And people think they're stuck for life, but you're not. Because Lone Star Transfer exists. You're not stuck for life. Lone Star Transfer, they legally and permanently get you out. They even give you a time frame. They put it in writing. This is a family business, a wonderful family business with the reputation they have for a reason. 99% of the time, they are successful. They will get you out. You're only stuck because you haven't made a phone call yet. 844-310-2646. Or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. We'll be back.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the situation at the border, you're saying, is not a disaster?
That is correct.
not a disaster. And you know, the thing is, for him, it's really not. It's really not. It's painfully obvious to anybody paying attention. The border is open on purpose. It's on purpose. They didn't trip and fall and open the border. They're actually blocking border walls from being built. Democrats opened the country on purpose. I don't know why people struggle saying that so much. Joining me now, great Congressman Chip Roy from the state of Texas. Okay, Chip, surely impeachment is coming for this guy at this point in time. It sure feels like it's building, but I mean, maybe that doesn't even do him any good. I don't know. You tell us.
Well, first of all, the idea that he would look at a United States senator and say that we do not have a disaster at the southern border gives you a glimpse into the kind of individuals that we have leading the Biden administration with their just brazenness of ignoring truth. Say that there's no disaster to the two American citizens who lost their lives yesterday when a human smuggler with a car filled with illegal migrants ran head into these two American citizens. I saw a picture today of this couple, both Hispanic by heritage, but Americans. Guy was wearing his cowboy hat. Dude was just driving his car yesterday and he gets slammed into by a human smuggler. This stuff is happening every single day. And Texans are tired of it. I mean, we're reaching a breaking point. Jesse, you're a Texan, you know it. We've got action we're gonna have to take as Texans if the federal government won't do its job. So to that point, of course we should impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. I've been calling on it for 2 years, I've written out the case. I believe that my colleague, Marjorie Taylor Greene put a impeachment resolution, I believe, on the floor today. I've not had a chance to read it or review it. You know, it does matter what's in it. The facts will matter. The presentation of the case will matter. That was true, by the way, for the resolution of censure for Rashida Tlaib. Unfortunately, I had to table the first version, but we were able to get one finished. So, look, I applaud Marjorie for pushing forward and going to the floor and doing it. But we have some Republican votes that are not there because they don't believe that it's an impeachable offense. I disagree. I know you disagree. I don't see how endangering the American people and a failure to follow the Constitution and the laws of the United States to secure our country, how that's not an impeachable offense. It is, squarely, and he should be removed.
Okay, they don't think it's an impeachable offense. The head of DHS opening up the southern border to flood the country with criminals. Chip, if that's not impeachable, then nothing is, right? Then there are no laws anymore. There are no rules. That is the most impeachable thing. Like you mentioned, those two people killed in Texas. That story just has me sick. Just a couple normal people out driving, gone, like that. If it's not impeachable, then nothing's impeachable.
Yeah, I 100% agree. It is impeachable. We should impeach him. And again, I do applaud Marjorie going ahead and leaning into it today on the floor. Yeah. But I got to see the language so we know what it looks like. And I hope we can all work together to do it because I want to be successful. But we have some Republican colleagues who believe that, quote, a high crime and misdemeanor doesn't include what you're seeing unfold. I think it does. I think if you read the history, the plain history of the language, it does. And frankly, let's just be blunt. That's a bunch of legalistic stuff. At the end of the day, he's endangering the lives of the American people. He's failing to execute the laws of the United States. He's endangering us by having fentanyl poured into our communities, allowing cartels to get empowered, allowing China to get empowered, American citizens to die, migrants to get sold into the sex trafficking trade. He knows it. They are doing it because of pure political crass reasons, and he should be removed from office. But more importantly, Republicans must use the power of the purse and use leverage points like Ukraine and other options to demand that we secure the border of the United States. And we cannot be afraid. We cannot be fearful of using the power to do it. I am hopeful that our new speaker, Speaker Johnson, will use next week to set the table for doing our job. And by that, I mean, we should send over a bill that has some degree of funding because he needs time. He's only been in the job for 2 weeks. But that funding must come with a setup for a DHS fight, a setup to be able to separate Ukraine and fight. And if you fund Israel, fund with it paid by taking that money out of the IRS and pay for this ridiculous disaster supplemental we passed a month ago so that we can honestly tell the American people that we're going to cut spending year over year, that we can stand by Israel while doing that, but that we're not going to give them a blank check in Ukraine and we're going to demand that we secure the border. That's what the American people want us to do. I hope Mike, I believe he's heading down that road. We'll know more in the next 24 hours. I want to set that fight up and get busy fighting.
Chip, Are we confident we're going to get anything out of this one? And I try not to be a pessimist. I really do. I know he's further to the right than any speaker we've had. We've had him on this show. I like Mike Johnson. I do. But he's kind of handcuffed by the friggin' speaker position and the fact that we have so many low-T GOP weenies in the United States Congress. So are we going to get something? Look, I don't want everything. I'm not naive. Something? Because last time we got nothing.
Yeah, so far what Republicans have to run on, and by the way, you know what happened on the election night then last night or night before or whatever? What happened was Republicans didn't set a national message. We have been utterly useless. And what we've done for 10 months, what we have to run on is a $4 trillion debt ceiling increase and a continuing resolution passed on October 1st. That's it. So we've got to change that. The way you change that, and I think Mike wants to, and he's been dealt a tough hand with a thin majority and a, frankly, a Senate that is utterly useless. And if not useless, they're harmful. We have to go stand up and fight. I think Mike will do that. I hope he will. We have offered and said we will do whatever we can to back him up to fight. And that fight means cut spending, secure the border, hold the line on Ukraine, and use it as leverage or kill it, either way. And we need to do our part to stand by Israel, but pay for it. Gut the IRS. We campaigned on ending that IRS expansion. So I believe we have the opportunity right now. We just shoved it down their throat. We sent them an Israel bill paid for with an IRS cut. And you know what the Democrats are doing? They're choosing the IRS over Israel. So if we send over a spending package and they say no, and they want to choose to shut down the government rather than fund the government, pay our troops, pay for Israel, and gut the IRS to pay for it, then they would be choosing the IRS and Ukraine over Americans, our troops, and Israel. I'm happy to have that fight so we can set up a fight to go fight to secure the border after we do that.
Speaking of fighting and funding, $300 million for a brand new FBI headquarters voted on by 70 Republicans, all while the FBI has declared open war on the right and has runs political cover, active political cover for the left. Is this truly how suicidal this party is, Chip?
Well, so that was the bad news that you just articulated. There was a vote on an amendment last night, and unfortunately, 70-ish Republicans made a bad call. Here's the good news. We took that bill down off of the floor today. Conservatives stood up and said, nope. And to his credit, Speaker Johnson pulled that down and said, let's go back and let's see what we can do to address that issue. And if we can address it properly, then we can pull that federal, it's a financial services and general government funding bill, pull that back and then move forward. We also have the Commerce and Justice bill coming up next week. And they have some good provisions in there to box out building the FBI headquarters. But that amendment last night was a failure. And that, frankly, costs us the ability to move another appropriations bill today. That's okay. It's a sausage getting made. We called them out for it. We'll go try to address that next week. So you're right to point it out, but let's just say the good news so that your listeners don't get too despondent. People like us stood up and said, oh, hell no, you don't get to do that. Let's pause. Let's go back to the well and let's fix that. The 70 Republicans who voted for that need to be called out, and we need to go stop it.
Perfect. Thank you, Chip. I appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, Jesse. God bless.
All right. We still have more. A lot more. Before we get to that, though, I want to do this. You heard him talk about the debt and the appropriations bill and everything that's coming. They're not cutting any spending. It's not even on the agenda. And they can't. Honestly, the Republicans won't be able to do it. They don't have the guts to do it anyway if they did it. Guys like Chip would, but it doesn't matter. There's no spending cuts, and the interest on the debt just exceeded $1 trillion. Did you see the other news today? They were having, you know, the Treasury was selling off some debt. It's always been a great investment. They had a hard time finding buyers today. The world is waking up to what's happening with our currency. Do you have gold as part of your 401k or IRA yet, as part of your retirement? Man, you really need to do that, like, now. Oxford Gold Group will handle that for you. That sounds ominous, right? What do I do? How do I do that? I wouldn't know how to do that either. Oxford Gold does. They'll also get physical gold and silver mailed to your home. That's another step you need to take soon, okay? JesseKellyGold.com, your one-stop shop for all that. Let them handle it. They're wonderful. JesseKellyGold.com. We'll be back.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't you love paying taxes? No, you know what? Nobody loves paying taxes. But hey, rest easy. Maybe you're sitting there worried about where your tax money's going. I mean, you went to work today, after all. Don't worry. The federal government, they've spent $4.1 billion of your money spreading America's religion all across the planet. Spreading our religion to Belarus and Nigeria and China. What religion is that? Well, of course, the LGBTQ religion. That's our foreign policy now in this country. The Rainbow Foreign Policy Team. This is what these people do with our money. Joining me now, Senator Ted Cruz, author of the book Unwoke, something you should really pick up and understand exactly what we're facing around here. Senator, my goodness, how did we get to a point as a nation where we're getting in trouble with countries like Japan because our ambassador over there won't shut up about the rainbow parade?
Look, Jesse, it's truly insane. And I'll tell you, the reason I wrote this book, Unwoke, How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America, it is because, like millions of Americans, I look at what's happening in this country and I wonder what the hell went wrong. All of the major institutions in America have been taken over by the radical left. And so the book, each chapter examines a different institution. The first chapter is on universities, and I call universities the Wuhan lab of the woke virus. It's where the virus was invented, it's where it mutated, and it's where it spread. From universities, the next chapter goes into K-12 education, then it goes to journalism, then it goes to government, then it goes to big business, then it goes to big tech, then it goes to entertainment, maybe the most dangerous of all of them, movies and television, music, sports. Then it goes to science. And then the final chapter in the book is on China, and it explains how China is a nexus that is intertwined with all of them. And the purpose of the book is really twofold. Number one, explain how and why the radical left, the cultural Marxist, infiltrated each of these institutions from the inside. And number two, to lay out a concrete plan of action, a battle plan to win these institutions back, to take them back. Because, Jesse, if we don't take these institutions back, we're going to lose our country.
Yeah, we are. Our country is run by its institutions. Let's focus on that last part, actually, for a moment, Senator, if that's okay. China money. Obviously, the American taxpayer funds a lot of this filth, but China funds a lot of it, too. How in the world did we allow that to happen? A foreign communist country hostile to our interests, who's announced that they intend to bounce us off of number one, they're allowed to just spread this dirty commie money all over the country in a million different ways. How's there not a law against that?
Listen, I think China poses the greatest geopolitical threat to the United States for the next 100 years. And their objective, they're quite open about it, is global domination. When I arrived in the Senate 11 years ago, I was saying then that China was our biggest threat then. And at the time, almost nobody agreed with me. All of the Democrats disagreed, and most of the Republicans disagreed. They all looked to China, and they just saw dollar signs as far as the eye could see. China, they are malevolent. They engage in murder and torture. They engage in genocide. They run concentration camps with over 1 million Uyghurs in them. They engage in theft of intellectual property. And this book describes how they are in bed. If the Democrat Party today is structurally pro-China because their major stakeholder, big business, big tech, big universities, and big Hollywood, are all in bed with China, which is why the Democrats are in bed with China. And it is, I'll give an example. Let's take energy. So right now, the United States is the world's leading superpower when it comes to oil and gas. We're the number one producer in the world of oil. We're the number one producer in the world of natural gas. We produce about 20% of the world's oil and gas. We're energy independent. The Democrats' number one objective is the Green New Deal to move us to wind and solar. Now, when it comes to wind and solar, the rare earth minerals, the critical minerals that are needed for wind and solar, China has a stranglehold on virtually all of them. They produce 60, 70, as much as 80% of them. So understand, when you see a Democrat or when you see the corporate media say, let's shift from oil and gas to wind and solar, what they're really saying is, let's move our entire economy, our entire energy source, from an area that we are the global superpower in, to one that China is the undisputed global superpower in, that would give communist China a stranglehold over our economy. That makes no sense.
Senator, hearing you describe all this stuff, and obviously people follow you, and it seems so, I don't want to say hopeless, because it's not hopeless, but it seems like such a mountain to climb when we have so many people within our own country hostile to our own interests. It's one thing if China hates us. Okay, that sucks. If one of the two major political parties is working with them against us, man, that seems like, yeah, a tough road to win.
Well, look, this book, Unwoke, is a very hopeful book because it lays out a path and a way that we can win these institutions back. And there are a whole bunch of tools that I urge using. One of them is just sunshine and transparency. Look, the ideas of the radical left are wildly unpopular. No rational, reasonable person wants to abolish the police. That's a nutty idea. No rational, reasonable person wants open borders and the chaos we have at our southern borders. No rational, reasonable person thinks it's a good idea to medically sterilize and castrate little children. No rational, reasonable person celebrates the atrocities of Hamas terrorists. And yet, that is where the cultural Marxists are. They are on the wildly unpopular side of every one of those issues. It's why they rely on force and coercion and indoctrination. It's why they have leaned in so hard to take over universities and K-12 and journalism and entertainment, because it's all about indoctrination. And when you see viciously anti-Semitic protests at universities all over the country supporting Hamas terrorists, it is because of this indoctrination. When you see TikTok, that is controlled by China, pushing pro-Hamas propaganda, it is because they are pushing this agenda. And so shining a light on it and then increasing the consequences, the negative consequences to going woke. So, for example, my chapter on big business, I talk about a few years ago how the incentives were all there for a CEO to give in to the woke mob because the costs of doing so were fairly minor and the benefits were enormous. The mob showing up with pitchforks and torches they'd leave you alone, and so you could buy some peace. Well, I talk about in the book how what happened with Bud Light and what happened with Target, I think, were game changers. Both of them blew their brands up. They lost tens of billions of dollars. And it was really striking when Target, which happened right after Bud Light happened, the senior executives at Target were saying, we don't want to be another Bud Light. We definitely don't want to be another Bud Light. That's powerful. If we could increase the costs of giving in to the radical left, we start to take these institutions back. And then you put on top of that something else I talk about in the book, which is the state of Texas passed legislation that said, if you boycott oil and gas, we're going to boycott you. Oil and gas provides millions of jobs in the state of Texas. And so if you're waging war on them, the state of Texas, our pension funds, our endowments, will not invest a penny in your business. And I got to tell you, that has Wall Street terrified. And so we have to put in place incentives to increase the cost of going woke. And I think we're making real progress doing that.
I like it. Senator, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jesse. Let me just tell all your viewers, the book right now, it came out just on Tuesday. It's in every bookstore in America. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. And it's a bestseller right now, so I would encourage you, go right now and buy it. And in fact, Christmas season's right around the corner. So let me encourage you, buy one for your mom. Buy one for your best friend. Buy a book for your kids. Your kids need to know what's in this book. It's fun. It's readable. It has stories. You'll enjoy it. It will educate you and entertain you at the same time. As I said, it's already a bestseller on Amazon, which has the New York Times thoroughly pissed.
All right. Now, let's talk about something. Let's get to the GOP debate stuff. Before we get to that, listen, you see what's happening with our justice system. We just talked about FBI, DOJ, all kinds of things like that. It's time to start adjusting our thinking about our justice system. You need to have an attorney. You have to. Listen, Attorneys for Freedom is for normal people. You don't need insurance. You know, that insurance they sell with your concealed carry permit, those insurance companies just drop you. They have the authority to drop you. Did you know that? Attorneys for Freedom is an attorney of yours on retainer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, normal people. You go to attorneysonretainer.us, promo code Jesse saves you a pile of money, but go and have an attorney, all right? You need one, especially, look around you, you need one. All right, we'll be back.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue. Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something real quick here, because we're still licking our wounds a little bit after that abortion loss in Ohio. In the red state of Ohio, people love abortion. They went out in droves, and it overwhelmingly passed. I just want to talk about this again real quickly here. We have to be more careful with our language. And I'm not telling you to be nicer. I'm telling you to be bolder and meaner. You see, here's what's happened in our society, and it's an odd thing, but our social shame system, that's what I call it, the social shame system is upside down here. Here's a great example of it. Thanksgiving's coming up. What is it, next week, 2 weeks, whatever. Thanksgiving is coming up. You probably have, if you gather together with extended family, you probably have at least one Democrat who shows up and makes a jerk of themselves, don't they? Either it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, don't you? Everyone does. Why do you cringe when you think about them showing up? Here's why. They show up and they're loud about it. They have to, boom, right into it, right off the bat. It's not turkey and family and the kids and how's your job. Or it's walk in right off the bat. I love abortion. I hate Trump. Now, let's pause for a moment. How do people react when liberal Aunt Peggy walks in and does that? How do you react? Here's how we've always reacted, all of us. We kind of roll our eyes, or we kind of just leave the room. Oh, gosh. Or maybe we'll go gossip about them in the next room. Gosh, I can't believe Peggy's here. But you see, that's been our fault. That's been our problem. And I've done this, too. I'm not pointing fingers at you. I've done this, too. I just walk away. I roll my eyes. Why is the abortion-loving demon the bold one and the good guys are quiet? That's an upside-down social shame system in a society. Liberal Aunt Peggy should be ashamed and embarrassed about her despicable commie beliefs. You're right about things. You speak the truth. You should be bold. Now, that goes back to what we were just talking about when it comes to language. They use language that emboldens their people. They create people who are willing to crawl over broken glass to go vote for abortion. People have pointed out this clip from Hillary Clinton on The View, and they've taken all the wrong lessons from it.
Hitler was duly elected.
That's right.
Right? And so all of a sudden, somebody with those tendencies, those dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies, would be like, oh, okay, we're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail. And they didn't usually telegraph that. Trump is telling us what he intends to do.
We need to listen to
take him at his word. The man means to throw people in jail who disagree with him, shut down legitimate press outlets, do what he can to literally undermine the rule of law and our country's values.
He will use the military to stop protesters.
He's going to do it. He's not going to do a whole bunch of stuff right now.
Trump is Hitler. Everyone's mad. Oh, she called Trump Hitler. Your liberal Aunt Peggy is bold at Thanksgiving because she thinks she's fighting against Hitler. You and me were quiet at Thanksgiving because our side describes them as naive, liberal, a little left. He leans left. We will watch them do things like purposely open up our southern border to flood the country with criminals and filth. And we'll say, wow, man, Joe Biden has really stumbled at the border. We will watch George Soros DAs purposely turn rapists loose so they will rape and kill women, and we will actually call them soft-on-crime DAs. They're pro-rape DAs. They're pro-murder communists. That's what they are. Our side can't be bothered to show up and vote against abortion because we use the wrong language. We use the nicest possible language to describe the demons who are destroying our culture, and the demons are as bold as possible because those deranged nut jobs think they're fighting against Adolf Hitler. We have got to stop with this soft, mealy-mouthed, I don't want to offend anybody language. Liberal Aunt Peggy should be run out of your Thanksgiving in a couple weeks by the good people who speak truth. She comes in running her big fat mouth, tell her to pack up her stuff, get in her Prius, and go back home. All right? And sorry, this is why our people aren't as motivated as the commie scum, because we don't motivate them. They operate as if they're fighting Hitler because their people tell them they're fighting Hitler. We, well, he's a little progressive. You gonna crawl over broken glass to fight against somebody who's a little progressive? Or this, I love this. When I say I love it, it's actually the thing I probably hate the most. Of all the GOP sayings, this is the one that probably makes me blow a gasket the most. Well, we all want the same things. No, we don't. Stop. All right? We got more. We got light in the mood, which I need, clearly. Next, before we get to that, let's do this. Tax season is upon us. I know it can be stressful, especially if you owe. Especially if you've missed a year, 2 years, 10 years. Look, everyone has a situation, right? If you owe, well, they hired 87,000 new professional IRS agents for a reason. They're coming for you. You don't have to fight it, though. Not by yourself. Tax Network USA, they're the professionals who will fight for you. Hire a professional, all right? TaxNetworkUSA.com/Jesse. Sitting around, hand-wringing over it, stressing about it. Oh, my gosh, maybe we can use this software. No, please just hire a professional. Please. TaxNetworkUSA.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time to lighten the mood. And you know how we brought you the bear, Jack and the Taco Bell, off the front porch last night? Well, apparently this bear decided he had to take it one step further.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.